Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program in Mississippi through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great hour that's coming up for you guys this evening, so you definitely want to stay tuned for both parts of our program. We're going to kick things off by speaking to author Maureen Francisco. She's making her first appearance on the program to talk to us about the events in her life and the individuals she met that led her to write the book It Takes Moxie, Off the Boat or Out of School to Making It in, You're Making It Your Way in America. It's a fascinating read, I think, for all of us. We're going to talk to her about the audience that she wrote the book for, but also how it really has something that individuals around the world can be able to benefit from. At 25 minutes past the hour, we're turning it over to the radio side for our music mix. That'll be followed at the bottom of the hour by our conversation with author Michael Lucinti. You definitely want to stay tuned for that conversation. Many of you know he's been on the program a couple of times over the past few years. He's written the book The Sex Bucket List. We're going to talk to him about the popularity of the book, and also with Valentine's Day, of course, coming up, how you can be able to get your own copy of the book as well. It's going to be a great hour again. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, Maureen Francisco is kicking off the show with us. Maureen, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited to have you on with us, Maureen, and I should let our listeners know, in the March edition of our magazine, which is our anniversary issue, we're going to be featuring Maureen's book in there because I thought it really encapsulates for me, Maureen, and we'll start the conversation there. What is really so important for all of us, I think, regardless of where we're from or where, you know, what we want to do in our lives, the importance of having the dream and pursuing it. What has it been like for you? Because I know this is one of the things that was on your own list of things to do, Maureen. What has it been like for you to write a book that now the world gets to read and enjoy and be inspired by?
So this has been such a rewarding experience, and it took me 5 years to write this. Lots of setbacks, lots of just inspiration from people. And the reason why I wrote this book, I was talking to a group of friends who told me there aren't as many opportunities in this country. And I'm a huge fan of America because I came to this country from the Philippines. My family came from very humble beginnings. So when my group of friends are telling me there aren't as many opportunities, I shared with them a story. My grandmother came here in her 50s from the Philippines, and she received her first paycheck thanks to this country. She got a job as a laundry attendant for a hotel. Now, the job wasn't glamorous by any means, but my grandmother at that time had 9 children and more than 40 grandchildren. So she had obligations. And she was someone who saw the opportunities. Immediately after she got her working permit, she started working while people her age were retiring. And I remember her telling me, Maureen, I have to stay healthy because I want to be able to provide for my children and grandchildren, and not many people have that attitude. So I told my friends, if my grandmother in her 50s can start working and get her first real paycheck with benefits and retire in this country, anybody can achieve their American dream.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think that is such an empowering story. And I think something to keep in mind, Maureen, is we are not only looking at challenges, and as you talk about even in writing this book, the setbacks, to have that motivation, to have something that motivates them. Has it surprised you, though, the universal quality that I mentioned, that individuals, regardless of where they are or who they are, have they been able to find something in the book that has not only been able to relate to them, but also inspire them as well?
Yes, so I interviewed so many people from all walks of life, different backgrounds, and I interviewed people who came from very humble beginnings, others whose parents are immigrants, and they watched the hard work of what their parents did, and in turn, they adopted that work ethic. I'm going to use a story, Richard Cho. He came here from Burma with his family, and of course, you know, being raised by immigrant parents, you want to make sure you get a secure, safe job because they took the risk coming to this country. Well, anyways, Rich graduated from Washington State University with an engineering degree. He then went on to work for the Boeing Company. He was a very successful engineer. In his late 20s, though, something was just itching at him where his real passion was sports, and he really wanted to manage a team. So he did his research. He quit a high-paying job and went back to school and earn a degree at Pepperdine University, a law degree. And when he left with his second degree, he then interned for the Seattle Supersonics, making minimum wage and sleeping on the floor of his brother's apartment.
Yeah.
And again, that story really resonated with me because I often hear people go, gosh, it's too late for me to achieve my dream. You know, I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm too old. And I tell people stories like Richo. He left a high-paying job in his late 20s to really follow his passion. Now, he knew it would take hard work because he had to start, again, from the ground floor in the sports industry. And he told me he made sure he was the very first one in the office and the last one to leave because he was competing against other candidates for a general manager position with a sports background or with – or who were previous players, and he had neither. So he wanted to really set the tone with his fear that he was willing to work hard. He might not have the experience like others, but he was willing to work hard towards that goal.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that is the great thing, again, about this book. There is so much, I think, for everyone. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Maureen Francisco is making her first appearance here on the program, talking with us about the journey that led her to write the book, It Takes Moxie, Off the Boat or Out of School to Making It Your Way in America. And I think, too, you know, you break down the chapters in such a way, too, Maureen, that, you know, we're able to kind of, even just if we're having a conversation with someone, being able to talk to them about the importance of being true to themselves. That is one of the things I think that is so important, because you talk about in the book, of course, about the importance of, you know, being proud of who you are, you know, not allowing others to make it feel as though, you know, something about you is wrong, but also appreciating the gift that you are. Talk to us about what it was like for you to learn that lesson for yourself and how now you're able to help us through these examples in the book to do the same thing for ourselves too.
So I'm a Filipino woman, and for the longest time growing up, there were many people who looked like me. So it's really hard for me to see and relate to other people who are walking in my journey. So it was really nice when I met Dr. Connie Mariano, who is the first military woman to head the White House medical unit. She is the first woman to become the White House doctor to three U.S. presidents. That's President Bush Jr., President Bush Sr., President Bill Clinton. And she was also the first Filipino woman to become Navy Rear Admiral. And one thing that I really enjoyed when I got a chance to meet her, she wrote the foreword of this book, is that while she's had this tremendous success, she remains humble and really remembers giving back to her Filipino community by either speaking, doing speaking engagements, or participating in organizations like Ascend. I sit on a nonprofit called Ascend, and we help Pan-Asians become tomorrow's leaders. What I really like is the importance of her giving back, because she knew that there were other people who opened the door for her to get where she's had. And she always reminds me, always give back to the community, always give back to the people who've helped you along the way. So I really, really appreciate that. And with her, she was a woman, the White House doctor at the White House, and people often thought she was the nurse. Because here she is, an immigrant, a woman, she's about 5 feet tall, and people already second-guessed her as the doctor. And when she would be there to help in emergency situations, people would say, "Where's the doctor?" And she would say, "I am the doctor." And rather than have a pompous attitude, she said that it was really important to just be excellent in whatever situation that came up. So that way, any negative stereotypes people have towards her, they would be removed because they just saw her doing her job at such an excellent stage. So that's what one of the things she also coached me. Whatever you do, just be of excellence. So that way, any negative stereotypes, that's how you break them one by one.
Exactly. I totally agree. You know, it is an amazing thing, and it is sad that, you know, we have to have those reminders. But I think, you know, in the world that we're living in, where things are moving so quickly, it is so easy to lose yourself. And I think to have that reminder of the importance of knowing who you are, take care of who you are, and be comfortable with who you are, I think that means so much. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. Maureen Francisco is my guest. We're talking about her book and the interviews that became It Takes Moxie, Off the Boat or Out of School, to Making It Your Way in America. Maureen, stay with us. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about another important aspect of the book, and that is the importance of passion. We're going to talk to you about what you have learned about the importance of passion and why that's something that all of us should look for, okay? Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This is Dan O'Brien, author of the End of the World playlist, Cerulean Dreams, Bitten, The Ocean in the Hourglass, The Journey, The Twins of Devonshire and The Curse of the Widow, and Deviance of Time. As an editor for Empirical magazine and an independent author, I know how important it is to support radio stations like Conversations. Be sure to look for my books on Kindle and in paperback, as well as visit my blog at thedanobryanproject.blogspot.com and learn more about Empirical magazine at empiricalmagazine.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Maureen Francisco. She's been talking with us this evening about her book, It Takes Moxie. I want to remind you guys, at 25 minutes past the hour, our radio side will be giving us our music mix, followed by my conversation with Michael Lucenti, the author of the book, The Six Bucket List. But Maureen, passion is something that it's obvious you have, and I think that is what propelled you throughout the challenges you had in bringing this book to life, to keeping on with the project. What did you learn about passion that you hoped all of us take away? Because I made a note about the book that one of the things that you said that I thought was so fascinating is that, you know, passion is not just a feeling, but it is also an attitude. What did you learn about its importance?
So everyone has 24 hours in a day. And I found that people who have passion, they somehow manage their time extremely well. I'm going to use another story. It's Teddy Z, who is the executive producer of the movie The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. I'm sure you're pretty familiar with that film, right?
Yeah.
So, again, he's somebody who came from very humble beginnings. And I remember him telling me when he was growing up as a child, he'd often watch movies as a way of escape. He grew up in a very poor family where a way for him to escape his current situation, he'd watch films. And he told me because he was Asian and poor, he thought that's all there was to that. When he associated being Asian, he thought, oh, you know, we don't have the high social economic compared to my other peers. And growing up, he understood more about his culture and appreciated it. One of the things he was really passionate about was, of course, films, because growing up, he would watch films. And I remember he had an opportunity to talk to an executive at Hollywood and ask, what is it that you did to be where you're at today? And the executive said, well, I went to a really good school, majored in business, and if you happen to get into Harvard, contact me and then we'll create a position for you. So I don't think the executive thought much of Teddy Z. did not think, oh, he's going to go to an Ivy League school and do exactly what he suggested. Well, Teddy actually took that advice, worked really hard, went to Harvard Law School, and then afterwards, when he was able, or actually Harvard Business School, afterwards, when he got his degree, he then went back to that executive and said, hey, I got my degree from Harvard. You had mentioned to me that's what it takes, and now I would like an opportunity to be an executive at your film studio. And the executive was shocked that Teddy remembered that conversation and created a position for him. And to make a long story short, he's made movies like The Pursuit of Happiness. He was also a producer in the movie Hitch, again, another Will Smith movie. What I found out just from talking to Teddy is that he did a great thing by finding somebody very accomplished in his or her respected industry, took them out to coffee, basically, and asked, what did you do to get where you're at today? And that's passion. And I say passion because he followed that advice to the T. And again, everybody has 24 hours in a day. Other people who might not be that passionate will listen to that advice but do nothing about it. Right. 5 years from now, they're still at the same spot. They're still miserable at their job or their situation hasn't changed. So passion, to me, is when your heart sings, when you want to do something so bad where you're willing to do what it takes. It's an attitude. It's an attitude of, I'm not a victim. I'm going to do what it takes to get where I want to go. I'm in complete control of my situation. It is surrounding yourself with strong mentors and a healthy environment, and it is being able to get up when maybe you've been knocked down. It's just getting up and picking yourself up and going, okay, what am I going to do today to get closer to my goals?
Right, right. You know, and that is it. That is really the question. So, you know, you talk about in the book the importance, the way that you phrased it, actually I think on page 94, when you were closing out chapter 7, you write, passion is an emotion right now. What is your emotion regarding your life? Passionate? Or the question is passionless, and that is the question that each one of us have to answer. And the great thing about it, Maureen, is that you show us in the book, you know, even if we don't feel as though we have it all together right now, that does not mean, as long as we're here, there is time to turn things around, that where we are today does not have to dictate the person that we become. So what is your hope for people? What is your hope for our audience as they are listening to this conversation, Maureen, as they're thinking about the book It Takes Moxie? What would you like for them to take away from this that they can say, you know what, you know, maybe I can push forward and achieve more in life?
I want them to know that they can achieve whatever they want in life as long as they're willing to put some work into it, as long as they have a positive attitude about it, as long as they choose not to be a victim. And again, there's only 24 hours in a day. How are you going to choose your time wisely? Are you going to spend your time just watching television, going on Facebook several hours a day, which is not going to help your career unless that is part of your career? Are you going to do something meaningful with your life? Because, again, life is so short, and that's what I'm finding. Even though the book took me 5 years to create, get it published, it went by actually fast. What I mean by that, with the people who I interviewed, I was constantly using my time effectively because I had a day job in all of this. So as I'm writing my book, I still had a day job because I had other obligations. I have mortgage to pay, credit card bills, a car payment. So I want people to know that there's only 24 hours in a day. What are you going to do with that time, and what are you going to fill that time with? Are you going to fill it with meaningful things or meaningless things?
Exactly. Well, that is the question, and that's what all of us have to ask ourselves. Again, Maureen Francisco, everyone. She's the author of the book It Takes Moxie, Off the Boat or Out of School to Making It Your Way in America. Maureen, how can our listeners find out more information about you and the book and get their copy?
So if you want to purchase a copy of the book, you can simply go to Amazon. Once again, the book is called It Takes Moxie, off the boat or out of school to making it your way in America, or you can go to my website, and that is Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Francisco, FRANCISCO.com, MaureenFrancisco.com.
All right. Well, Maureen, congratulations again on the book. As I said, I'll be writing my review on Amazon this week. Definitely encourage our listeners, if you're looking for that pep talk in writing that I think all of us need from time to time, I think It Takes Moxie is one of those books you definitely want to add to your reading list. And, Maureen, it goes without saying, congratulations again, and we look forward to staying in contact with you as well.
Yes, thank you, Cyrus, and thank you to your listeners.
All right. Well, definitely glad to have you on. Well, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Maureen, don't worry. We'll be able to tell you how you can listen to the entire conversation a little bit later after we wrap up this hour. Don't forget also, of course, as I mentioned at the bottom of the hour, Michael Assisi will be joining us again, talking with us not only about the journey that led him to write his book and how this is the perfect time, of course, for you all to be able to reignite maybe that passion in all of your lives. It's now time to turn it over to the radio side of our program for our music mix. It's featuring Abraham McDonald. Here he is with Nothing at All. We'll be back with Conversations Live.
I lost all senses the moment that I saw your face. Knew right away nothing's ever gonna be the same. Crazy to know I would feel this way. Even if I had nothing, I see it so clearly. If I let you go, that I would be losing what matters the most. The hurt fades away when you're holding me close, and I would be loving you even if I had.
That was Abraham McDonough with Nothing at All here on Conversations Live. Keep in mind at the bottom of the hour, Michael Lucenti will be back with us to talk to us about the success of the Sex Bucket List. Also, Valentine's is coming, so that means that many of you probably want to add this to your gift to be able to add a little bit of excitement, of course, for that relationship, that you want to make sure you're keeping fun and exciting. Before we get into that conversation with Michael, though, here is Adele with Set Fire to the Rain here on Conversations Live.
I let it fall.
Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and that means it's we're back here with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank our first guest this hour, Maureen Francisco, for joining us to talk about her book, It Takes Moxie. Also during the music mix there, you heard from Abraham McDonald with his new single, Nothing at All, as well as one of our favorites here on the radio side, Adele, with Set Fire to the Rain from her album, 21. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and it's not something that I talk about a lot on this program because I don't have anyone to really celebrate it with. But for those of you who do, I think our next guest has something a little extra you want to add to your to-do list and definitely your to-get list. We're talking about Michael Lucenti's book, The Sex Bucket List. Now, if the name sounds familiar, Michael's been on our program before, but it's always a lot of fun to check in with him to see how he's been able to not only introduce the book to audiences around the world, but also to get people talking about their relationships and adding that little spice. As I mentioned, Michael is back here, I think, for his third visit here on our primetime show. Michael, good evening and welcome back to Conversations Live.
Cyrus, thanks for having me again, my friend.
Well, look, it's always a pleasure. You know, this is always one of those topics that it's fun for me to talk about because I know our listeners love it. And I think, you know, a lot of people love the idea of adding that extra little spice and excitement to their relationships. This is a time of the year, I can imagine, Michael, you're fairly busy. And what I mean by that is busy talking about the book, The Sex Bucket List. What has it been like for you to have not only this conversation about sex, but also ways of strengthening relationships as well, Michael?
Well, first I want to point out, you know, like you just said, this is my third visit on your show, and obviously there's been many, many authors on your show, and I have to thank you for letting me come three times in a row for Valentine's Day. I mean, there's so many other authors out there trying to talk about sex and relationships, and I've been here three times in a row, so thank you so much for that, Cyrus. I appreciate
it. Oh, man. It's a pleasure, man. We're glad to have you.
Well, you know, just talking about, I try to keep it open. I try not to get dirty, if you will. In fact, if you notice on my Facebook page, the Sex Bucket List, most of my fans don't even use the word sex. We say getting busy. And they're starting to use my lingo, so it's very, I don't want to say it's laid back, because it's definitely not laid back, but we're open, but we're not evil, we're not mean, we're kind of, we got our own little code.
Right. And, you know, Michael, you know, I have to be honest here. I mean, sex is not something, and I've been doing this show now for 9.5 years, but sex is not something that is easy to talk about. It wasn't until the last few years, probably the first year you came on in 2011, that we really started even talking about sex on this show. Do you find that a book like The Sex Bucket List is an icebreaker? Because one thing you've shared on this program and in other interviews that you've done too is how everyone from your friends to your own mother found the idea fascinating and wanted to get in on the action of the Sex Bucket List, that is. And so, I mean, do you find that a book like this is a conversation starter, at least, to kind of breaking the ice?
Well, it definitely opens up the idea of conversation on sex, that's for sure. But, you know, I can't take all the credit. I have to give some to What's Your Name, who did, you know, 50 Shades of Grey. You know, her marketing definitely opened it up for sex to be more of a daily conversation, if you will. It's not as taboo as it used to be, but, you know, just the idea of sex has been around since we've been around. So to not talk about it would just be silly. So and that's what I'm trying to bring out, and that's what I try to express to people. If you hide it from yourselves, and that's obviously not going to do oneself.
Right, exactly. So, you know, this is the question that when I went back and listened to our previous conversation, I thought about this question because I've never asked you this question. Have you always been as comfortable talking about sex? Because I have to admit, you know, growing up, you know, fairly conservative myself, it was not something that I talked about with my friends. And it wasn't, I think, until this program has kind of opened me up a bit to, you know, actually realizing that it is something that needs to be talked about and can be done in a way, as you mentioned, that can be tasteful, that can be educational, but also not make people feel dirty. Has this always been easy, or has the book and what the list represents, has that made it easier?
Oh, I mean, it totally made it easier. The first thing that popped up in my mind when you said that is, in high school and college, I played hockey. I was a goalie,
mm-hmm.
and I remember this so vividly. You know, I'm in my goal. You know, I get all my pads on. There's a 2-on-1 breakaway coming at me, and the one guy comes in, the other guy comes in from the other side, and he hits me across my neck with his stick. And just leaves me this wicked, almost like rug burn, wood burn, like slash across my neck. And I went home after, you know, that was high school. I was still living with my parents. And my mom's looking at me. And I'm 16, 17 at this time. She's like, is that a hickey on your neck? And obviously that was an odd thing to talk about with your mother at that age. But no, it was from hockey. She's like, whatever, you ditched hockey. You went out, hung out with some men. I'm like, no, I wish that was the case. But no, it was extremely uncomfortable. And yeah, I used to do mortgages, so the conversations from mortgages to sex has been a total twist and a total comfort zone change.
Wow. Well, you know what? And I think, you know, you are definitely one of those individuals that is making it more pleasant, maybe, and maybe even easier to be able to talk about it and to do it in the way that people don't feel uncomfortable. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Michael Lucenti is my guest. We're talking to him about the book, The Sex Bucket List, and also what it's been like for him to share with all of you. So let's talk about response. You mentioned that you can't take all the credit, but I have to say, Michael, I heard about you before I heard about 50 Shades of Grey. And again, that was in 2011, incidentally the same year, I think, that 50 Shades came out. You know, talk to us about the achievement you feel in getting the book to where it is and to getting the website to where it is and the conversation to where it is, because that in itself is an achievement. What has that felt like for you personally?
Well, I try not to be modest here, but I have to dedicate that all to my fans. I mean, if I didn't have somebody to talk about sex with in a pleasant manner, I wouldn't be here today. So, you know, it's you, it's the Facebook fans, it's the people that aren't Googling, you know, xxx.com and, yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on the internet. It's the people that enjoy it for, sorry, it's the people that enjoy it for what it is and who they are with it, you know. It shouldn't be limited to birthdays, it shouldn't be limited to Sundays or anniversaries. We need to enjoy this part of life as much as we can.
Exactly. So, Michael, let's go into the sex bucket list. For those who don't know how it originally came about, you can always go back and listen to our previous conversations, but also we'll be giving you guys the website that kind of lays it out for you. But, Michael, you know, the idea really is, as my first guest this hour was talking about, having a bucket list. Having things that you want to do, things you want to accomplish. For you, this list kind of became a way for you to be able to do something special with your special lady. Talk us through that part of the process and what it's been like for you to have this be something personal and now be branding it the way that you are so that people can now share, you know, their own fantasies and adventures.
Well, I mean, obviously you see the title, you see Sex Bucket List, and you think, oh, this is just a bunch of smut about sex. And it's really so much more than that. You know, I didn't coin this, but, you know, people have said that it ranges from mild to wild. And, you know, the sexivities within the sex bucket list, they start from in your bed to, I don't know, in an igloo, your home state, or Antarctica, and everything in between. So it's about setting goals, not sex goals, but doing things together, not let's sit on the couch and watch whatever prime time tells us to watch. Let's go have an adventure. Let's hop in a car, drive to the next state, and pull over on the side of the highway and have some fun.
And, you know, I wrote in my review on Amazon, you know, I think it's very bold. I mean, it's very bold, but I think life is bold. And I think that's one of the interesting things. I mean, and what I liked about each one of the conversations that we've had, Michael, is that the emphasis has always been on mutual pleasure. Making this something that this both individuals can enjoy, both individuals can have fun with, and both individuals can, you know, look forward to. Do you think that part of it is also, you know, building stronger relationships? Because you are building that trust with the individual that you're with, that you're going to be able to not only to have fun together, but also be able to trust the individual in these situations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, biting my tongue and not saying any curse words, but you got to leave selfishness at the door, at work. You know, you go to work, you're a selfish individual, you're trying to rise to the top, but you come home, it ain't about you anymore. It's about
right.
us. It's about doing these things together. And you listen to the hard day your lover had. You know, give him feedback, give him tips, but don't rise above. You know, you guys are a team. And, you know, completing the sex bucket list is a team effort. You're not going to get it done in a year. It's a bucket list. It's going to take you a long time. And
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone knows Michael Lucenti, would definitely know. So, Michael, you know, again, we mentioned the time of this conversation versus the time that is coming up just next week, and that is Valentine's Day, of course. What is, you know, if you had a wish for individuals, talking to couples out there, what is your wish for them as they order the book, get their copy, and begin the adventure? What is it your hope that the book will do for them?
Well, I will be selfish first, and I will say please go to my MyFundMe.com page and pledge some money to get the Sex Bucket List phone app going. But for Valentine's Day, I'm going to say don't be cliche. You know, flowers are cool, but candy, cook a home meal. Do something that the commercials don't tell you to do. You know, make the bed, guys, because we know we don't do it. You know, little things like that. The ladies, they love it, and they love it. I'm sure they're all listening right now laughing, like, yeah, I wish you would make the bed.
So that is something right there. And like you said, I mean, it's something that, you know, you can enjoy together, but also be able to, you know, have some fun with and be adventurous with, too. Let the imagination roam a little bit. Now, you mentioned, of course, the page, you know, for the app. We're going to repeat that here in a moment, Michael. But go ahead and give them the website where they can go for more information about the book and also how they can stay in contact with you on Facebook, and also then tell them about the app again, please.
Oh, of course, you know, anybody can check out the Sex Bucket List at thesexbucketlist.com or just sexbucketlist.com. You can engage in a bunch of fun conversations on Facebook/sexbucketlist.com. But right now, for 29 more days, I am running a campaign for the Sex Bucket List phone app. You know, avoid some paper cuts, folks. Let's get this thing on our phone, you know what I mean?
All right, so that is something they can do, and again, they can go to thesexbucketlist.com for more information. And as you said, you know, you guys are also on Facebook, facebook.com/sexbucketlist. You know, and I think your slogan is "Get busy, getting busy." Yeah, and that is something I think that a lot of people will be thinking about next week as they're headed into Valentine's Day. And as Michael also mentioned, of course, there is the GoFundMe page as well. You can actually be able to find that by going to the website, thesexbucketlist.com as well. So make sure you guys do take advantage of that. Michael, you know, it's always a pleasure, man, to be able to speak with you. And congratulations on what you've been able to do so far with the book and the conversation. And we look forward to next time you come on, which I'm sure will be later on this year, to talk about the app being available so people will be able to enjoy the book mobily.
Yeah, Cyrus, again, thank you. And I wish you your continued success in helping everybody know what's going out there in the real world. And again, thanks for having me, man.
man. Glad to do it. Again, Michael Lucente, everyone. Make sure you do check him out at thesexbucketlist.com. Make sure you also do share with your friends as well. This is the time of year. Thinking about that special someone in your life, you want to maybe spice things up a little bit. That is a book that you definitely want to add to your reading list. And, of course, stay in contact with Michael Lucente and The Sex Bucket List on Facebook as well. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. The great thing about our primetime show is that not only can you go back and listen to the show from here, you can also download it as an MP3, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. It's available right now on Facebook.com and also through Twitter.com. Just go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb or Facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You'll see underneath the player, it'll say download this episode. Click on that and you'll be able to download the MP3 completely for free. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern for our afternoon edition of the show. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.